Hi, and thank you for visiting Lifestyle Choices Podcast. This is your host, Joyce Wood. I really appreciate you being here today because today we're celebrating Earth Day. Yep, that's the one thing we all have in common that we love so much, because without the Earth, none of us would be here, right? We wouldn't be here to argue, dispute policies, you know, have fights, blah, blah, blah. This is our home that we have to live on. So we're celebrating today, April 22nd. Here's a brief information about Earth Day and when it started. So this is an annual event, always held on April 22nd, to demonstrate support for environmental protection and other things. But it was first held on April 22nd, 1970. It now includes a wide range of events coordinated globally by EarthDay.org. EarthDay.org was known as prior as Earth Day Network. And this organization includes 1 billion people, 1 billion in more than 193 countries. Isn't that inspiring to know, for those of you that are watching the news and consumed with all the things that we need to transform, but just to know that there are that many people that really care about environmental protection, to me, gives me hope. Definitely gives me hope. The focus for this year's celebration, the theme is Restore Our Earth. So, to demonstrate support for environmental protection and conservation, the focus will be solely on how can we restore our global ecosystems through natural means, green technology, and innovations. So excited. Yeah, they're going live. So on the blog, I listed the link that you can watch, and I'm sure it'll be a replay if you're not able to participate. It starts 12 p.m. Eastern time, so Pacific Northwest, that's 9 a.m. Yeah, but just so you know, we can kind of refocus on what are some of the reasons to care. You know, like if we're not feeling it, here's some reasons. Okay, a clean environment is essential for healthy living. The more you don't care about our environment, the more it will become polluted with contaminants and toxins that have a harmful impact on our health. Air pollution can cause respiratory diseases and cancer, among other problems and diseases. You know? And just like our own personal space, if we have roommates or family members that kind of leave their rooms in a mess or leave dirty dishes out for days on end and bugs start to fly around, and then you add in a germaphobe into the mix and drives you nuts, right? So on a global scale, that's kind of what's happening here on our Earth, you know, from just walking down the street and seeing all the cigarette butts and the trash and the gutters and, you know, to the landfills and our oceans. That's what really excites my heart, is cleaning up our oceans. So I hope that gives you one thought to think about, okay? And here's a beautiful quote by my mentor, Dr. Daisaku Ikeda. It says, every single thing in existence is worthy of supreme reverence. Nature is not something for human beings to exploit as they see fit, solely for their own interest. Both nature and humanity are part and at the same time complete expressions of the life of the universe. To destroy the natural world is to destroy human life. So that means all of us. You know, all of our lives are equally important. No matter what color you are, where you came from, what your belief system is, we're all important. And our pets too. Wildlife. All the creatures that occupy Earth are all important. So here's some ways to support. 10 simple things you can do to help protect the Earth. And there's so many more. I'm sure you could come up with a list as well. Reduce, reuse, and recycle. They say follow the 3 R's to conserve natural resources and think about the landfill space. And all the trash that we throw out, oh, it's going somewhere. Have you ever visited a landfill? I haven't, don't want to be there, but I can only imagine. Another is to volunteer. Clean up in your community. Get involved. There's lots of ways. You can go to the earthday.org and it gives tons of information. Educate. Educate yourself. Learn more. The importance and the value of our natural resources. Learn how you can save money on your light bill. Wouldn't that be great? I just recently invested in some recyclable, rejuvenating batteries. Yeah, AA's. You can recharge them. I'm super, super excited about that. I can't think of how many batteries I go through because I have a lot of battery-operated lights and things like that because I'm trying to save on my bills. But it's like I get rid of the batteries, right? And I'm thinking, oh, I wish they had some sort of rechargeable. And I found out they do. And so I changed over. So if I didn't educate myself, I wouldn't know about all this stuff, right? So it's good to stay updated. And then the other is conserve water. The less water we use, the less runoff and wastewater that eventually ends up in the ocean. Especially all the soapy, icky, greasy, crappy water, you know? Yep. So there's some pretty cool things if you're a homeowner. You can become rain wise and they actually pay you to convert over. It's a little bit of a process, but it's really handy, especially if you live in the Pacific Northwest. Just think of how much water you would have, you know? So if you're in a rainy climate, that's something to look into. Rain-wise program. And then always, the next one is choose sustainable. Always choose sustainable. And you can learn more about it. Smart seed food choices, number one. You can go to fishwatch.gov. And you can learn about it from sustainable fishing. Now, being sustainable, there's a lot involved in that. So again, on earthcharter.org, they can connect you to more resources, but that's something I've been really attempting to convert more over into, being more mindful about being sustainable in all aspects of my life. And those could be individual podcasts, which I try to share as much as possible. I'm going to just do a quick overview of some 10 things, and then you can always take it deeper, okay? So the next one is shop wisely, like being mindful. Think of buying less plastic and bring a reusable shopping bag. And in some of these stores, they have really awesome, really cute reusable bags, even at the pet store. My dog had a birthday and I took her into All the Best Pets and they gave her this really adorable gift bag full of dog stuff with treats and toys and in a reusable bag. It was so cute. So cute. But, you know, think about in terms of your food items, look for items on the shelf that are in glass because you can reuse those glass jars for storing soups or making sauces or, you know, making smoothies even. You know, there's so many creative ways of utilizing less so they you don't just throw it in the recycle. You can keep reusing it. Okay. And that there's a ton of really cool information on that one. I'm definitely going to do a podcast on that one. And then the next is use long-lasting light bulbs. Yeah. Energy efficient light bulbs reduce greenhouse gas emissions. Now, I didn't even know that. I am horrified at that. So more reasons to go solar, yeah? Also flip the light switch off when you leave the room. That drives me nuts. I find myself even going into stores, you know, or businesses that they're not using the rooms in various different places. And I always feel like ask, is it okay if I turn your light switch off? You want to keep it on? And, you know, some places like to keep it on because it's some sort of appeal factor, looking like they're really busy because they got their lights on. But I mean, what a waste, you know? But in your home, you know, thinking about that because it saves you money. So don't have all your lights on. Switch to solar. You can get some really cute solar lamps, which I use batteries in my solar lamps because in the winter in Seattle, we don't get a lot of sun. So my solar panel on my lights don't get enough energy. So when it doesn't have enough energy from the sun, the batteries kick in. So now I'm so excited. I've got rechargeable batteries that I can use in my solar lights, but solar is absolutely the best way to save money. If you're in a sunny climate, everything you have should be solar. You can even get solar battery packs for your cell phone. Yeah. I mean, there's tons of things you can do. And there's many programs that will even pay you a substantial discount if you convert. So it's time to kind of look at your options. Today's a great day to explore your options. And then another really fun one, the next one is called plant a tree. And of course, trees provide so many wonderful things. I love trees. Aside from providing shade and beauty, they provide food and oxygen. They help save energy, clean air. They add to clean air. They help combat climate change. And in some countries, in poorest areas, they are planting trees, the sustainable types of trees that grow for hundreds of years. And there's many programs that contribute proceeds towards planting trees. And it's even I've heard people dying and being turned into some type of tree. Yeah, it's a very progressive way to bury your remains. They turn you into some type of tree bulb. That's as much as I know about it. It kind of honestly creeped me out. I'm like, well, you know, no, I don't think so. But when you look at the cost of coffins and even cremation, it's cheaper. And, you know, what are you going to do with your remains anyway? You might as well go into a tree. So from that standpoint, it makes a little sense. Now, I have no clue where you go to that. The burying business is not in my wheelhouse of information. But if you Google it, I'm sure you could provide tons. And then this is a big one that bugs me, really bugs me, and I am going to do a podcast about this. The chemicals from our dryer sheets, our laundry detergents, everything that gets spewed out into the air. And if you're living in an apartment complex, trust me, your dryers and all your chemicals that you're using on your cleaning and drying that goes through the vents outside. I know you guys know what I'm talking about, those of you that live in apartment complexes. Even homes, my home that I lived in, I could smell my neighbor's dryer sheets. Well, those are highly toxic, and they're chemicals that end up getting in our waterways that killed the fish. Yeah, the fish that we want to eat or swim in the water, you know? So please choose non-toxic chemicals in everything in your home and your office. I am going to be doing a whole series of home care from the smallest amount to the most grandeur. If you're going to build a building, I'm working together with some green architects. So I'll be sharing more about that. But just from the most practical, least expensive, easy things that you can convert today, get rid of your chemicals that you use, all of it, and get rid of Roundup. In fact, Roundup, this is for your garden. They're getting rid of it in certain states. I heard California, they've completely banned them off the shelves. Yeah, Roundup. So anything, any of you gardeners out there, do not use any chemicals to get rid of your weeds. Your weeds are great. You can dry them and use them as an herb. Dandelions are great. Do not get rid of your weeds with chemicals. And if you worry about pests and ants and things, there are so many natural alternatives to chemicals. Please do not. It hurts everything. It kills life. It kills the ecosystem. Yeah, and your pets. Anything that crawls, okay? So this is something that I could talk for hours on, but yeah. So please, 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 please choose better. Choose better. And then lastly, if you have a bike or if you've ever thought about biking, get a bike. It's spring right now. And there's electric bikes now. For those of you that don't really want to ride a bike, but you want to look like you are, you can explore getting an electric bike, battery operated bike, and you can rent one to see if you like it. And there's so many other really fun things that you can try. I don't care how old you are. You might think I'm too old for that. You're never too old. I saw a 90-year-old on a bike. And I've even seen centurions running. So, yeah, there's an actual group for people over 90 that are doing all kinds of great things. So you're never too old. But try something outside. Get outside. Yeah. And wouldn't it be great if you could get outside and not smell all the toxic fumes from cars? So we absolutely want to convert over and out of gas, right? Wouldn't it be great if all the electric cars could be so affordable that there'd be absolutely no hesitation, no question, you know? They'd be cute, they'd be efficient, and you would never have to get an oil change again or a tune-up. Wow, I want one. I really want one. Anyway, that's on my list. That's on my bucket list. So today, again, with the Earth Day celebration, earthday.org is going live. And it's a digital, all of course, digital event right here at earthday.org. The global show begins at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. It includes workshops, panel discussions, special performances. We'll focus on Restore Our Earth. will cover natural processes, emerging green technologies, and innovative thinking that can restore the world's ecosystems. Isn't that fantastic? And a few other topics will include climate and environmental literacy, so education, climate restoration technologies, reforestation's efforts, regenerative agriculture, which is great. We want good food at a good price, so we want to all go organic, right? And we don't want genetically modified food. We don't want fake food. We want real, nutritious, healthy food. And the more we support it, the prices will go down. The next topic will be on equity and environmental justice, citizen science, cleanups, and more. Wow, I'm excited to watch this. And world climate leaders, grassroots activists, nonprofit innovators, thought leaders, industry leaders, artists, musicians, influencers, and the leaders of tomorrow will come to push us towards a better world. Ah, isn't that fantastic? Don't you feel hopeful? I do. I really do. Well, in closing, beautiful quote from Gandhi, "You must be the change you wish to see in the world." And with simple steps, we all can get there. It doesn't take a global climate leader. You don't have to become one of those. You don't have to make any major changes to make a difference. Just one thing. Try one thing. And think about that. If we each just did one thing, how much better our world would be. And I know you can think of one thing, even if you just do it for today. Think about it. I sure appreciate you being here. Thank you so much for visiting. And please take good care of yourself and your loved ones. This is your host, Joyce Wood, signing out for now.